Good evening and welcome. Tonight we're talking to people who are interested in getting started or going deeper by asking a whole life healing coach about Dr. Alex Lloyd's various processes and products. So I'm here particularly about the Healing Codes Trilogy and others if you're interested. So again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to the call. It's October 22nd, 2020. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. We want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using the Healing Codes or other processes effectively. So your questions are welcome, and in a little while we'll get to them. I always like to begin. I've been doing these calls for several years, and I've been a Healing Codes coach for 17 years. And I like to begin these calls by doing our process that we call Trilogy together. So we will do that in just a moment, and then after that we'll have time for your questions and comments or whatever. Let me first read our disclaimer. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes and Trilogy and the other products are not intended to diagnose or to treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes and other processes deal with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we'll focus our attention. Okay, so welcome to the call this evening. Again, my name is Kay, and I have been doing this for a while, and I hope that I can be of help to you. What I like to do first is our Trilogy process, and I hope that you're familiar with it. If you are, that's great. We'll just go right through it. If you're not, I will try to give enough direction as we go through it that you can do it with us. It's taught by Dr. Alex on his website, dralexanderlloyd.com, and you can hunt for it there by searching Trilogy Training, and there's a whole lot of information about it, and a package or two that you can buy if you want to, but we'll do the basic process, which is what we'll do tonight, and it's free, and it's taught on that site. Maybe I'll say that again later, or you can remind me if you need me to. Excuse my throat just a moment. Hold on. Thank you. Sorry about that. We're having a lot of wind here, and it's stirring up a lot of dust and stuff in the air, and so excuse me. All right. So the first thing I would like for us to do is to just know where we are. Feel yourself in your chair or on your couch or in your recliner or at your table, wherever you are. Feel in your body how you are in your place. Get your mind here. I know that we all have things we were doing before we walked here or got on this call, and we have things we're planning to do after, and there's other things on our minds. So let's move away from those things and move here to be with these people who want to do this process together. Maybe encourage each other, help each other, ask questions so that we can use it more effectively. But we're all here accepting and wanting to help each other. Okay, now I'd like for you to take a deep breath in and out. You may have to go out first so that you have room. Be sure to use your belly breathing. You might notice, as I do, that some of the stress in your body kind of leaves or releases when you just do that one thing, deep breathing one time. We're going to breathe with our healing codes, with our trilogy tonight, so you'll get some more breathing practice. Okay. Now, I would like for you to scan from the top of your head to your feet and just notice where you might be holding some stress. It might feel like pain. It might feel like tension. It might feel like just a heaviness, stiffness, congestion. Any of those things might be indicative that you are holding stress in that place in your body. So just notice that. Okay, now we're going to start the trilogy process. Let me just ask, in order for me to see that you want to speak, you will press star 2 on your phone, and it will raise your hand on my screen. Would you raise your hand, press star 2, if you are familiar with the trilogy process, if you are familiar with it? Would you press star 2, please? Okay, thank you. I'm going to put your hands down. You don't have to do anything further. I'll just do it from here. Okay, thank you very much. All right, so we'll just go through it pretty smoothly because almost everybody on this call is very familiar, or at least is familiar with it. So we'll go through it relatively quickly. So we're going to begin with the tapping. First, get an idea in your mind of what you would like to be changed, what circumstance or what issue it is that's most in the way of your peace right now. We'll put that in the prayer blank as we do the healing code portion, but we're just going to get it in our minds now. And now we're going to do the tapping to open these energy pathways. We're going to tap at the inner eyebrow and then the outer eyebrow near the temple, and under the eye very gently, don't bruise. Upper lip, between your lower lip and chin, at the collarbone right near the midline, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple. Now we'll do the hand. Here's our thumb beside the thumbnail. Index finger, middle finger, around to the outside, the pinky, and then on the karate spot. Now tap on the back of your hand between your ring finger and your pinky, and we're going to do the eye exercise, the 9G. Eyes open, closed, open. Without moving your head, look down left and down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum, and then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then hum. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion. We'll start with both hands pointing to the bridge position, and we'll do the prayer while we're here. So we pray and ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue, the cause of it, or in any way connected to it, and you put your issue in the blank, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Okay. Now we're going to, I would like for you to breathe with me through this, please. Dr. Alex taught us some weeks ago on the Wednesday call how to do a breathing that activates the vagus nerve, and it will do it real easily, and we'll just do it at each position here as we do healing codes. So I'd like for you to breathe in to a count of three, and then hold to a count of six. And out to a count of nine. Now, both hands, Adam's apple, and breathe again the same way. In. Hold. Out. Both hands, jaws. In. Hold. Out. Both hands, temples. In. Hold. Out. Now, left palm at the base of the skull, right palm on the forehead. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Switch hands, left palm on the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Now, both hands, low belly, so put your thumbs on your belly button and let your hands fall where they may. In. Hold. Out. Okay. Relax. Keep your hands in about that position, because now we're going to move them down to do the governing and conception meridians and the chakra points. So move your hands as far down toward the base of your torso as is comfortable. And we're going to move right up the midline, and we're going to ask and pray that this river of energy be powerful and abundant, be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through balanced and open energy centers. And we're moving right up that midline, right up. And we're going to go over the top of the head, the base of the skull, holding both hands together as much as we can. If you have difficulty doing that, do it with one hand. And if you can't do it with one hand all the way up and over, do as much as you can and picture the rest of it in your mind's eye. Okay, second time, to the base of the torso. Go up slower this time and notice if there's any one of the energy centers that may suggest to you it needs a little extra time to release and to open fully. And just move right through them if you notice. I almost always have to do stop at the throat when I'm doing these calls. Seems like I gather tension there. Okay, proceed. from the top to the base of the skull and hold it for a moment. Okay, one last time, base of the torso, and up we go, smoothly, right up the midline, gentle pressure, just feeling the touch, over the top to the base of the skull. Okay, deep breath in and out. Relax. And do that scan again from the top of your head down and see if there's anything that's changed. Just notice. Okay, thank you so much for joining me in that exercise. I appreciate that. I used that healing the other day, the breathing the other day. I went to the Bloodmobile and to give blood, and often my blood pressure goes up a little when I'm doing that. One of the reasons is because I'm never sure I'm going to have. I am more sure now, but I had been not sure that I was going to have enough iron in my blood and they would not take me. So I've learned how to modify that some, and it's more predictable now, but still my blood pressure goes up a little bit. And so I, right when she put the cuff on Monday, I decided I was going to do that little breathing exercise. So I just did it through twice while she was taking my blood pressure, and it was the lowest I've recorded. It was the best I've recorded in my giving history, and that's good. It's been a lot. I've been giving blood a long time, so that's a good thing. I noticed that it helped me there. It does seem to calm the physiology. So thank you again for joining me. Your questions are important, so in order to let me know that you've got a question, I'd like for you to press star 2 on your keypad and let me know what the question is, and then I can see if I can either answer it, or we'll ask somebody else on the call if they've got some ideas or whatever it is that will help you most. So right now I'm checking to see if there's anyone online, and we do have someone online, so be sure to type your question in the chat box, and then I will get over here and look at it in just a little bit. We'll answer your question, too, or try to. So, again, thank you very much for being here. Whew. This is a somewhat tense time in our nation, and I'm sure you're feeling it. I'm certainly feeling it. There are lots of questions to be answered in the next few weeks, and they're big questions. So if that's bothering us, maybe we can do another code in a little while focused on that. If there's something else bothering us, then we're open to talk about that. I noticed that there are at least one or two people in this call that I've talked to before. And so I'd be glad to talk with you again. And there's a name that I do not, a name or two I do not recognize. So please press star 2 and let me know why you're on the call, what you called to, what kind of a question you had, or what you wanted to learn from this call. That's the only thing that makes them helpful, is when we answer your questions. So I'll just wait a moment. Yes, from Ontario, your line's open.
Hi, Kay, this is Lori calling.
Yep. Hello, Lori.
I don't know if you remember, on your birthday we talked.
And yes, I do.
Yeah, good. Because I want to kind of follow up on that a little bit.
Okay.
So it was kind of about imagining God's glory and stuff like that. So I made a little guided meditation that I could listen to. I really struggle with visualizing, and
okay.
It's only about 4 minutes long. So I'm not sure, first of all, if it's long enough. Also, Alex Lloyd this week was talking about doing some visualizing every day, like 15 minutes a day. And this is really difficult for me. And first of all, I kind of use like a heart screen meditation with a little rectangle that gets bigger and brighter, which is the doorway to the throne room. And then I enter. And then Jesus comes to me. He puts his arms around me and kisses me on the forehead. And his glory kind of starts coming in inside my body to feel the healing, light and love kind of thing. So,
right.
But I really struggle feeling the love, feeling peace, feeling joy that's kind of included in this. And
yeah.
And just even visualizing it. Because my mind wanders really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the guided thing, I'm still kind of like my mind wanders.
Yes. You know why?
No.
You have an enemy who doesn't want you to be there.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Right? So every time your mind wanders, don't beat yourself up. Just say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing it to my attention. Let me get right back where I want to be.
Okay.
Okay? Because your enemy would very much like for you to beat yourself up about not being able to stay focused.
Right. Okay.
But
so then...
it's him who's making you not stay focused. You understand? But he's not going to take the blame for it. He's going to blame you for it.
Right, yeah. He turns around and makes me feel bad about
it. Right, the accuser is his name.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the 1-2 punch.
Yep.
So, anyways, I was just wondering if this heart screen meditation thing is maybe not complete enough because nothing's really changed. You know, I've done it for the 2 weeks now, every day for 2 weeks, and it doesn't really seem like there's much change, except that yesterday I kind of felt a little different. I did something else too. I just watched this 3-minute video that's really vibrant about health, and it just almost seemed like for a very short while, my vibration started to shift to being more positive because I started noticing more stuff about vibration and getting it positive. So I know that I was in a different space, you know, like I was different frequency, but I'm just wondering if this heart tree meditation should be a little longer or a little more about God's face instead of my body. I'm just wondering what you think about that.
Well, for one thing, you're going to have trouble picturing God's face. All you're going to see is light.
Well, Jesus,
right?
At least, yeah.
Jesus' face is just light also. The light of the glory of God shining in the face of Jesus is what...
Okay.
Is about all we can see. We can't really see features.
Right.
We can see... What the scriptures I gave you a couple weeks ago...
Yeah.
Describe his hair being white.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had a gold belt on. And his feet were like bronze. And there was some other description in those scriptures about there being loud noise, like the voice like thunder, or like rushing mighty waters, like a waterfall.
Okay. I didn't really interpret that. It was more just...
Well, there's you know, if you might want to go back and read those again, Isaiah.
Right.
6 and Revelation 1 and 4, and pick out some more details about the of what you can see and what you can hear.
Okay.
And you might be able to get a little more detail about that. You were talking about your door being a triangle.
A rectangle, but yeah.
Oh, you said a rectangle. Okay, I thought I pictured triangle for some reason or another. Maybe I was still trilogying.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. Okay, good. There, you know, that scripture in Revelation talks about there being a door that's open, and that door, Jesus is described as the way,
right.
Or the door to the sheepfold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I'm picturing it, I picture Jesus on the cross as a crossbeam of that door.
Oh.
So that as I go in it, if I can, and sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, put my hands on his feet and transfer my sin to him.
Okay.
There, and then go on into the glorified, resurrected, you know, the glorified Christ at the right hand of the Father and the throne room and all that. But
mm-hmm.
that's another piece that may or may not be helpful to you. I don't know. And I don't want to get too, I already am too religious in this discussion.
Yeah.
But we know what we're trying to accomplish here. And know that you are doing what you've been instructed to do, to put your minds on things above.
Right.
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so...
Is that in Colossians?
Probably. I don't do well with references.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
But that's what we're told to do. And so if we do what we're told to do, then we can expect some kind of outcome, but we don't know what it's going to be.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we know we're told to do it because it's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't tell us to do stuff that's bad for us. So doing that, even just in obedience, without expecting anything to happen,
mm-hmm.
has to be good for us. Right?
Right.
It has to strengthen our relationship and make it easier for us to get there. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to even get in that space.
Right.
Of being in the throne room with the Father. And just practicing it over and over and over makes it so that when real stressful times come or real painful things or whatever, it's easier for us to get there. And
right.
even that is a benefit that's worth it.
Right. Alex Lloyd talks about the walk of love or path of love, and that if you are stuck, it's right where God wants you to be, and we have to learn to accept where we're at. And that's kind of what you're saying, too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know the outcome, but we're exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yes. We talked
a
little bit in one of my last lessons. Not that I said it, but the teacher was talking about sometimes being right in the middle of the will of God doesn't feel very good.
Yeah.
You know, the children of Israel that were conquered and had to go into captivity into Babylon, had
mm-hmm.
to go in chains, but they were the ones who were being saved. The rest of everybody was wiped out.
Right.
But it didn't feel like salvation when they were doing it.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it didn't feel good. It felt like something else completely. So, and there are several examples of that in Scripture about where, you know, it feels like all wrong, but it's right in the middle of where God wants us to be.
Right.
So we have difficulty with that because we like to know what's right and we like to feel good doing it. But,
right.
Doesn't always work. Not always. It's not from God's point of view.
Right. Yeah.
You know, his point of view is a whole lot different from ours.
Yeah.
So good. I'm glad that you...
I have a lot of fear. That's probably why I want to feel right, you know.
Yeah.
Because when the health issues start to intensify, I get scared. And I'm starting...
Yeah.
Develop panic attacks, and I don't want that, you know. So.
Yes, yes. My daughter has panic attacks, and I understand somewhat about that from you. I mean,
yeah.
From her experience.
And one other question is about, like, the Miracle Minute and Minute 4, Minute 5 with the trilogy. One is, like, a Reiki that's Minute 4, and you're supposed to think about, or, like, feel sensations and then just put your hand on it. I struggle with that. You seem to have a good connection because you said when you did the slow pass for the governing and conception, you can sense where you need to stop, and you even said it feels like a bubble or something. Like, how do I develop a sense of knowing?
Ask, ask your body. Ask your body to let you know.
Okay.
And then when you get a sensation, then honor it. It may be really strange, you know. It may not be like you think it should be.
Right,
you
okay.
But like that bubble, I didn't ask for that, but I can feel that there's something that needs to be released there. It feels like there's a bubble, and I just need to stay there until it releases.
Feel like a literal bubble, or like if you were only visualizing it, what would you still sense?
Well, I would call it a burp that's stuck.
Okay. But you could
that's how it
feels.
You're not going to feel it the same way.
Okay, I know I won't, but I'm just saying, is it something that my fingertips will sense, or is it?
No. Well, my fingertips don't sense it. I sense it in my body.
Okay, so you just kind of, it's an energetic thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And can minute four and minute five be done together? You know, like
sure.
So while you're doing rapid eye movement and aberrant breathing, you sense an area. You could do that all at once.
Yeah, I do the rapid eye movement sometimes when I'm doing helicode port.
Right, I do that as well.
Yeah.
So with the minute four, if I sense something, then I just put my hand on it while I'm doing the aberrant breathing and the rapid eye movement. And then I don't really need to do that extra minute then. I can kind of combine it.
Yeah, you can combine it. You can.
Okay.
These tools are ours. And they've been used for thousands of years, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not subject to rules.
Right. Okay.
So use your tools however they work for you.
Okay. Because sometimes I get a sense, well, gee, I could just press my hand here at the same time. And so, yeah, okay.
I had a client a long time ago, an older lady. And she just had pains in her legs and, you know, in her arms and stuff. And she lived by herself. And I went to her home and talked. Well, I met her. My daughter was a waitress. And I went into the restaurant where she was working and I met this lady. And she just looked like she was real tense. So I just got behind her and put my hands on the back of her neck, shoulders, you know.
Yeah.
And just let love flow in there. That's all I did. I didn't do anything special. You know, just expressing love and grace. And not any words, just gentle touch. I'm sorry?
You just set the intention that you would let love flow. Okay.
Uh-huh. And she noticed a difference. You could tell that her shoulders went down some, and, you know, she...
Right, okay.
She said, oh, that felt good. So I said, would you like... I asked her if I could show her some things. So I went to her house, and I didn't teach her healing codes. That's all we had at that point, because it was long before all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I taught her to touch herself, to put her hands on the places that were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about how much that particular place, like her leg, she had pains in her legs, in her upper legs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tell her to put her hands there and just be thankful for how much her legs had carried her.
Okay.
And, you know, and just thank them and just love them.
Okay.
And she was pretty hesitant to do that because she was an older lady.
Yeah.
Learn to touch your body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a thing that people learned to do.
Right. Yeah.
Or thought was okay to do. But I said I can do it, but you can do it yourself.
Right.
And so that helped her a lot. She was able to feel better and do it herself. Just that little thing.
Yeah. Last night I was reviewing the Healing Codes 2 manual about pain because I do have like a gout thing in my knee. And so I can either put my hand under my belly button or put my hand directly on my knee, right? So it's a similar thing that what you're saying. I don't have to go through and think of a memory or the emotion, do I? Like, that's, you know, I can just, like...
Why don't you just use your prayer. Pray that all the things that are connected to this would just be found and healed, and thank you.
And send gratitude to that part of my body, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Remember to say thank you.
Right. Okay.
Gratitude is so healing and so powerful.
I'm really catching on to that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Someone else like to put your hand up? Let me check online. We did have a question submitted, but it was submitted based on the teaching that was done last week by Linda Brewer, and I was not real comfortable jumping in the middle of it to try to explain what Linda might have been saying. So I was able to connect the person who sent the question with Linda herself so that Linda could answer it. And so we took care of it that way. So thank you very much for putting your hand up. Yes, in San Antonio maybe, or somewhere near.
Oh, yes. My name's Gayla Hines. Can you hear me, Kay?
Yes, Gayla. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yes, this is my first time, so I was probably
welcome.
One of the phone numbers that you hadn't recognized.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love Dr. Alex's ministry. It's literally saving my life, literally.
Thank you. From your use of that word, I hope that our conversation earlier was okay with you. I realized that I was going on about things that were far away from what healing codes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is literally a godsend to a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yes. We hear that a lot. This is
yes.
an answer to prayer. We hear that often. And it was for me also.
Yes. And my question I had was, hopefully it's pretty simple. What are custom codes?
Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay, let me just talk to you about the different kinds of codes there are, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you a history lesson here. I've been around for a while, so
okay.
I'll give you a history lesson. When Dr. Alex first, when he first got the healing codes, quote unquote, did you learn about this or get connected with the book? Is that how you?
Yes, I just finished reading the book.
Okay, so you know the story of how he got the download, quote unquote, is what he calls it, on the airplane.
Yeah.
When his wife was very ill with depression.
Yeah.
So when he got that, it was really complicated. The codes that he got in that download had to do with the nails of the hands and the pads of the fingers and the more healing centers on the body. And I've forgotten now all of it, but it was very complicated. And so Alex used it for a time. That's how he started. That's how he worked with Hope and then with his clients, that he had in his counseling business.
Okay.
But it was so cumbersome and so hard to learn and hard to teach that he began to ask God for something simpler.
Oh.
So that people could do it themselves and he could teach other people easier and people wouldn't have to come to Nashville for him to do it for them.
Right.
So he began to ask God that. Well, God gave him that. And one of the first things God gave was what we call the universal code, which is what's in the healing codes book, the healing code book. So
okay.
People call it the healing code, but we called it the universal code before that book was written. So he had that, and he modified the healing centers and modified the positions with the hands to be, in the universal code, that's just those two hands at each of those four positions, right, rotating.
Right.
So that's one code. Now, God also gave Alex, in answer to his prayer, a system by which there were two codes for every one of the 12 categories. Now, the categories are outlined in your book also, and they start out with unforgiveness and then harmful actions and unhealthy beliefs, and then the nine positives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control, right? That's
right.
The 12 categories. So God gave Alex two specific codes to go with each of those categories. Now, those codes are, you don't point your hands at the same position. For instance, I'm not going to, well, let's see. I'll find one here. I happen to have the book open to joy. So the first code for joy is temples, both hands.
Okay.
Then bridge, left hand, and Adam's apple, right hand.
Okay.
And then jaw, left hand, and temple, right hand. So that's one of the codes for joy. There's another one that is a different combination. But it's all combinations of those positions with the hands. One hand on each position, or two hands at each position. And he did that all with a special proprietary type testing that he's taught us coaches to do.
Okay.
Now, so that's the second level. There's the universal code, which is the everything for everybody kind of code. And then there's this next set, which is 24 codes for the 12 categories. And
okay.
Then the next thing would be if we had a group of people and you wanted to do a code for a subject, an issue for the whole group to work on at once, then a coach or Alex or whoever could generate what we call a custom code for that particular issue at that particular time with those particular people. Okay?
Mm.
And we do that with the testing that Alex used to come up with all the other codes.
Oh,
and then the next level, those are custom codes. Then the next level, and the most specific, is for a coach to generate a code for a person, one code for one person for a period of time for one issue.
Okay.
And we would say it would be good for, and they can test for how long it will, they need to do it even. And so considering that after you do it for a time, your energy patterns change,
mm-hmm.
and then you will need another code to be the most effective in moving you forward from that place. You know, if you change things, then you get a new code to change you further, and then you get a new code to change you further. So that's the idea. It's most specific, and it's most powerful because it is most specific.
Oh, I got you.
To the individual. So that's the levels of coding, of healing codes.
Okay.
So that's what
a
coach generates it for a specific person or at a specific time.
Okay. Now, we don't have that ability just as, you know, the participants ourselves,
no.
because we don't have the training yet.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. That's
okay.
Right. And you don't need to. What I would suggest to people, number one, if you want to get the Healing Codes program or the Trilogy, I would buy the Trilogy program now. I wouldn't buy the Healing Codes program. I'd buy the Trilogy program because Trilogy adds this part at the beginning and at the end that
right.
empowers the coding in the middle.
Right.
I described that to Alex one time after he taught us Trilogy. I said, Alex, this is what comes to my mind. Let's see if it works for you. I said, in the scriptures we're taught about, well, even, and I'm a farm girl too, so on the farm we're taught about how to grow things. The first thing you do is you prepare the soil, right? You loosen
right.
the soil. And then you pull out the weeds and put in the seed.
Right.
Right? And then the next thing is you water it down.
Right.
And let it grow. So I said, it seems to me that what we're doing with the tapping is loosening the soil.
Hmm.
Getting everything so it can work. And then what we're doing with healing codes is pulling out the weeds and putting in the seed. Right? We're removing the negative thoughts, images, and beliefs, and we're infusing the truth and love and light and life of God. Right?
Right, right.
So that's the center portion. And then that last portion where we're talking about the river of energy,
uh-huh.
that's the watering in part. That's how I look at it myself. And Alex says, wow, that's pretty good. I like that. So anyway, that's how I describe. But anyway, that's why the first part and the last part of trilogy really help the middle part do more, make it more powerful. So if I were gonna start now, I would buy a trilogy program, and it will have specific trilogy codes modified. There will be different positions in different orders.
Mm-hmm.
For the different categories that are in the trilogy process. There's one for health and there's one for relationships, I believe. So if I were going to add something from after the book, I would do one of those programs. And then you can learn all kinds of other stuff. But that's what I would do.
Okay.
What I tell people that have just got the book and don't want to add anything more
uh-huh.
is that they can cycle through the categories. So let's just make up something. Say I have something that's hurting my foot somehow. I have a sore
mm-hmm.
foot. And I really want that to heal, but I really don't know what the emotions are that are connected to it. I'm really not very good at getting early pictures and memories and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I am, that's wonderful. But if I'm not, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start through just using the universal code, the
mm-hmm.
healing code, and I would put in the blank of the prayer, please find and heal all the forgiveness issues that are connected to my sore foot.
Okay,
that's one day. Mm-hmm. I would do that one day.
Okay.
The next day I would do, please find and heal all the harmful actions that are related to my sore foot. If I'm eating the wrong thing or wearing the wrong clothes, you know, wearing the wrong
right.
shoes or going where I ought not go or whatever it is. Okay,
right.
And then the third day I would say, I want to find and heal all the unhealthy beliefs related to my sore foot.
Right.
What does it say about me? What does it say about others? What does it say about whether I can do this or that or am able to, you know, or what's going to come in the future or, you know, all those kinds of things. Then the next day I would say, please find and heal any love issues connected to my sore foot.
Okay.
And then joy and peace and patience and kindness, and go through all 12 categories that way.
Okay.
Until it goes away and you got something else that's more important.
Right.
And then start over.
Right.
You
okay.
know. But you can use the 12 categories and the universal code to do a whole lot of healing in yourself without going further to buy anything, although the products are wonderful and there's something to learn in each one of them.
Right,
and I would encourage
all
you to
them.
Learn as much as you can with them. And there's a whole lot of free stuff on the site that's really valuable. So
yes.
that would
I
be my talk. Approach.
Well, let me ask you, where can I find those two codes for the 12 categories? Because I have not run into that yet.
Okay, let me just see if I can find it. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't have that open, but I'll find it.
Okay.
Okay. Core methods. Are you on the site?
Yes, I
okay.
do see core methods.
Core methods, the healing codes. Let's check on that.
Okay.
And then the healing codes, there's the book. And then right below the book is the healing codes package.
Right.
So there are options. You can get the digital copy in one payment, or your digital copy in two payments, or the physical copy. Now, the physical copy is a bunch of stuff. That's what that picture is up there with the books and the DVDs and CDs.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's the physical pack. That's the physical copy. And I think it costs close to somewhere around $700 or something like that. So the digital copies are much less expensive.
Oh, I see. So they're not on the website free. The codes you have to purchase.
No, that's a purchase. That's a
okay.
purchase.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that clarification.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go back. Free resources. Under free resources, there's a blog and there's the calls and podcasts. That's what we're doing now. There's a whole lot of audio training. Talking about the love code. And oh, it's got music tracks by Elio. Those are great, too. So there's stuff there. What else? You can find a coach. That's a free resource, I guess, until you get to actually find one, and then you got to pay them.
Right.
Okay. But there's there's quite a lot of good stuff.
On the website is a lot of the plethora.
And the testimonials are amazing. I don't know if they're still adding to them or not, but it's just amazing what kind of testimonials there are.
Yeah. No,
so,
that's very, very helpful, Kay. I really appreciate that.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So let me just check, make sure we don't have something coming out on the over the transom here. Nope. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're with us, and I'm glad you asked the question that was in your mind, and I hope that all that history wasn't more answer than you needed, but I think sometimes it helps people to it helps several things. It helps to know that this didn't just come about like it is now, you know, that it has evolved over time. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all come as an answer to prayer that Alex, you know, would say, well, what can make this more effective and faster? Or what can make this, you know, how can we help? This person had this response. How can we, what needs to happen with that? So,
right.
You know, it's been a step-by-step kind of process. And every step, he says, boy, this has got to be the best thing ever.
Right.
And it is. You know, it's better than we've had, but it's not necessarily
more.
Done yet. You know, because we laugh at him when he says that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we love Alex. Okay. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you. I'm going to mute you now. If you want to say something more, please raise your hand again. Sorry,
for,
I missed it. What?
For the all of the other, like the trilogy and how we go through the acupoints and chakras and all of that. Maybe this is something you can do with, you know, with a personal coach, but I was just wanting to find out, similar to the lady that was on right before me, mm-hmm. and how do you train your body to understand, you know, to understand all the changes that are being made, and to, you know, how do you, that's what I'm trying to do as well, is to learn how my body communicates to me so that I can
there
work
you go.
With it better.
That's exactly the question. I have come to picture it this way, that our body is a communication device between our unconscious mind and our conscious mind.
Okay.
That's kind of how I say it to myself. I don't try to say that much to anybody else, because if they're not right there asking the question like you are, they don't understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
But ask it.
Ask your body.
Appreciate it. Say, I know that you have something to tell me.
Okay.
I know that I have not paid attention in the past. I know,
mm-hmm.
I know that that's the reason I have some of the problems I have. It's because I haven't
mm-hmm.
paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
Please, mm-hmm. please let me know how to do this, and then
listen, and then listen.
And then I'm trying not to give you too much of the proprietary information, but when Dr. Alex taught us how to do the testing, we had, well, there's a product that he sells. Let me see if it's still there. Truth Technique. It's under products.
Okay, and it's called what?
The Truth Technique.
Okay.
And it's just a little book. It's probably our online manual and a series of videos. Okay, so it'll teach you how to do it. But anyway, it's a muscle testing thing. Have you used it before, or noticed a chiropractor often using muscle testing to?
I've been exposed to muscle testing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the general description of what we do. What we do is more specific and more finely tuned. Excuse me.
Okay.
Dry, dusty air. Okay. But that's the general idea. And in learning how to do that,
mm-hmm.
in learning how to do muscle testing, you have to let your body teach you how it's gonna show you. Some techniques work for some people and some work for other people. And so there are various ways to do it. And you probably could get that information just online if you ask about muscle testing somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to come up with some methods. But anyway, there it is. The Truth Technique's available, and you can buy it. I don't know how much it is. I didn't check.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me just do that. Hold on. Oh, it's $147. That seems a little...
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Seems a little expensive to you. You can probably learn enough of it somewhere else without buying that.
Right.
If you want.
Okay.
So I'm not doing so good here on sales, but anyway, that's not my aim. Okay. But anyway, as you learn to use muscle testing, then that's one of the ways to train your body to talk to you, to give you direction. And then this other thing that I'm talking about, when I do the trilogy, or when I do especially that governing conception meridian part,
mm-hmm.
that just came while I was doing it. I felt it. And
okay.
I said, oh, that I think that means I need to stay right there until that dissipates a little bit. And it
right.
could be something else for
right.
you. It could be a tension, or it could be a... you know, a little pain or a little pressure, a little warmth, or, you know, coldness or whatever it is. I don't know. You might
right.
feel it completely different than I do.
Body talks to us differently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
okay.
really good to learn those techniques, because you can you can test what things are good for you and what things aren't.
Okay.
I used it. I bought some moisturizer for my face, and I didn't like the way it smelled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having trouble making myself use it. And so I tested, was it good for me? And it said, yeah, it was good for me. It was okay, you know, because I didn't want to put something stinky on it. It felt
right.
Like it wasn't the right thing to do. But I trust that, but I still don't like the smell of it, so I got rid of it anyway. But at least I was able to verify with my own body that it was okay, that it wasn't the
right.
smell of it wasn't
agreeable
a detriment to my using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, for whatever that's worth. You can practice by choosing things on a menu. We used to talk to people about going out to eat. We don't do that so much anymore. But, you know, practice just trying to figure out which thing on the menu will please you most.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it is a learning curve if you're not used to hearing your body
yeah.
and obeying it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of information that we can gather, and our subconscious mind knows a lot of it, and we don't use it very well.
Right.
Okay. We've kind of gone past our 8:30, so would you all like to do another trilogy really quickly? Is there an issue? I'm going to open another line or two here. Okay, if you have something you'd like to do another trilogy on, or would you rather just be done? Just say, it's fine either way.
It's fine either way.
Say which you choose, and it's okay with me which you choose.
I'd like to do another.
You don't have... Would you like to do another one? Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that. And we'll leave the blank in the prayer so you can fill it in. And okay. All right, I'm going to mute you all again. Okay. So let's just begin. I'm going to open and cultivate the energy pathways. Tapping inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow temple, and under the eye. Upper lip, lower lip chin, collarbone, sore spot. Oh, I don't know if I got the sore spot last time, did I? Sorry about that. Center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, back of the hand, eyes open and closed, open and down left, down right, up and over to down left, and back up and over to down right. Hum. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hum. Okay. Now we pray and ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to or causing this issue. What's your issue here? Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. And we're going to go through it without the breathing this time. You can do the breathing on your own. It's 3 in, 6 hold, 9 out. But we're just doing it without that. So both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. left palm at the base of the skull, right palm on the forehead. Switch, left palm, forehead, right palm, base of the skull. Both hands low belly, thumbs on your navel. Okay, now move your hands down. We're going to move up the center line, and we're going to ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and it be powerful and abundant and flow through open and balanced energy centers. And sometimes I say to my heart and soul and cells, and even flow out of me like a river of grace. Up and over to the back of the neck. Okay, next time slower and kind of notice. Ask your body, please tell me if I need to stop. I just got a yes right at my solar plexus. And heart. Throat. Crown, back of the skull. Okay, one last time. Quickly up the midline. Over the top. When I do that in the morning, when I do it lying down before I get in bed, I feel like I'm taller than I would have been if I had not done it. Some reason or another, it seems to almost stretch out my spine. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. And say goodnight. We'll say goodnight. Good night, all.
Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.